Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Half of adult New Yorkers lived in poverty between 2015 and 2018. Half. Stark numbers from a recent study at Columbia University and the Robin Hood Foundation.
WCBS's Linda Lopez spoke with Sophie Collier, research director at Columbia University's Center on Poverty and Social Policy.
Sophie, these numbers are so striking. Do we know what the causes are for these high numbers of New Yorkers living in poverty?
We work with the same households for up to 4 years, interviewing them every year and collecting measures of poverty, material hardship, and health problems. Now, in a single year, you'll see that about 20% of adults in New York City live below the poverty threshold. But when you use our longitudinal data to see how many New Yorkers ever lived below the poverty line in those years, it bumps up to 50%.
And the poverty line means that a single adult is earning less than $17,000 a year, and adults with two kids are earning less than $30,000 a year. Now, those salaries hardly seem enough to live in New York City or raise children here. So are there possibly far more people living on the edge of poverty than these numbers even suggest?
Sure. So we examine these experiences of material hardship, and material hardship is extremely correlated with poverty. So we find that about 30% of New Yorkers either experience some sort of utility shutoff or are running out of food before the end of the month or running out of their paycheck before the end of the month or forced to move in with others or into a shelter because of housing costs. So these are all some of the ways in which not having enough income in this city affects one's regular day-to-day life.
And it just appears to be much more widespread than people might think.
Entirely, yeah.
Are you making any policy recommendations due to your findings?
One thing we talk about in the report is the access to housing subsidies in the city. This program currently reduces the poverty rate by 5%, but if it was expanded, it could have an even greater impact.
Sophie Collier, research director at Columbia University's Center on Poverty and Social Policy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.